Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Climate researchers met recently in Cameroon to talk about threats to Africa's land and animals. They said they believe the continent may lose as much as 30% of its animal and plant species by the end of this century. They blame the expected losses on the warming of Earth, population growth, and unrestricted development. The researchers represent 20 African, American, and European universities. They say countries south of the Saharan Desert are losing forest faster than any place on Earth. Wood companies are cutting down trees to meet growing demand from China, Europe, and the United States. The population is growing at 3% per year. There are now homes, factories, and farms on land that once was forest. Many African animals and plants no longer have a place to live as a result. Climate change also continues to threaten species. Thomas Smith is the director of the Center for Tropical Research at the University of California.
With a 1.5 degree rise in global mean temperature, Africa may lose 30% of its animals and plants. And unfortunately, with the increasing in CO2, that's been now estimated to be up to 3 degrees in terms of a rise in global mean temperature. That means we may lose 40% of all mammal species in Africa by the end of the century.
The African chimpanzee is one such animal at risk. Mary Catherine Gonder is a professor in the Department of Biology at Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She studies chimpanzees in the Congo Basin. She says their forest home is disappearing. She also says hunters continue to kill the animals to sell as food.
What will happen over the next 20 years, the distribution of those chimpanzees will change. Their habitat will change fundamentally, and it will no longer be around. So it's a very real threat. The habitats for those chimpanzees will be gone.
Thomas Smith of University of California says it's possible to develop Africa and care for the environment at the same time.
With these enormous challenges, we need to develop green economies. We need to make sure that the development that we do is sustainable. For example, we're working with parties here to develop new ways of providing green jobs. For example, areas that you can preserve forests and at the same time produce crops that are appropriate for people to sell and to eat. So we need to be thinking about how to preserve the natural processes and at the same time provide for the economic needs of the country.
The Congo Basin area of Western and Central Africa has the second largest equatorial rainforest in the world. It is important to the lives of millions of people. And that's the VOA Learning English Agriculture Report. For more agriculture stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Katie Weaver.